business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
For Postmates, 3 to 4 days a week, depending on my other work schedule. Delivery driving is my relaxing side job that I do to help pay for extra things I want, like vacations or clothes, while my other job pays for my more necessary bills, like rent. So I never take delivery driving too seriously. I just go about it, and if I don't end up making a lot of money one night, it's no big deal. On this day, I started right when I got out of work, around 8. By 10, I have actually made a decent amount of cash, more than most nights. Although I'd usually stop around this time, why call it quits when I was doing well? I decided to keep going until I either got too tired or the orders stopped coming in. I accepted the next order and continued to the restaurant. It was a medium-sized order from Wendy's, with a regular tip, nothing uncommon. I drove through and picked it up, then clicked start route on my phone to give me directions to the customer's house. Except it wasn't to a house. It was a GPS location set near a grocery store 15 minutes away. I'd had plenty of deliveries ordered to grocery stores or other places of work from the employees. But it was only odd because they didn't put the store as the address. They used an exact location instead. Anyway, I started the drive up there. When I got to the parking lot by the grocery store, I noticed it was empty. I pulled right up to the front and parked, then got out with the food. I took a look around, but was pretty sure the store was closed. I texted the customer, letting them know I was at the store. They replied right away, saying they were around the building in the back, and that I should see them right way around to the corner. I was definitely skeptical, but I got back in my car and drove around the store. There didn't seem to be anything there, just a couple parked cars in the far back by one of the other stores. I stopped and looked, but still didn't see anyone. This was when I started to get really uneasy feeling. I was thinking this may not be worth it, and put the car back in drive, but then my phone started buzzing.
"Hey, we're coming up right now. Be there in just a minute,"
a man said, hanging up right after. I looked around again, feeling even more uncomfortable. Something just wasn't sitting right with me. I made a short U-turn and started to go back the way I came, until someone ran in front of my car, holding their hands out in a stop motion. I braked, and they came up to my window.
"Hey, you got my order?"
I grabbed the bag and rolled down the window, handing it to him, but he didn't take it. I felt dumb, holding the bag out while he just looked at me. Then I heard a quiet footstep from the other side of the car before the back door suddenly swung open. I dropped the bag outside the window and floored it as the guy by my window yelled at me to stop. I guess whoever was at the back door had jumped into my car as I pulled away. He reached forward, trying to shift my car into park, but after failing a few times, he jumped out of the moving car onto the pavement. I saw him get up and both of them running away as I turned the corner and got out of there. The police were of no help, saying they would do what they could, but never giving me any updates. I was stupid to have fallen.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fallen for their trap, but I don't think I was the only one. Doing some research, just 2 weeks before my incident, a delivery driver went missing during an active delivery in a nearby town. There were no leads on what happened, as the driver's car was never found either. I think this might have been those same two men doing something terrible that I can't even begin to imagine. Back in high school, I signed up for DoorDash just to see if it was as good as they advertised it. Initially, though, it took me a whole month to finally get myself to take all my first delivery. But from then on, I did a couple deliveries a day and was really happy with the results. A couple months after that, I quit my grocery job and started dashing every day after school and even on most weekends. On this night, I was working extra late because it was a holiday weekend. I was driving from 8 p.m. until 2 a.m., pretty much just going back and forth from the 24/7 McDonald's. A little past 2, I picked up another McDonald's order and went en route to the customer. It was set to be delivered at some sort of a warehouse, and in the notes, it said to go in through the side doors and drop it off at the front desk. When I got there, I pulled into this huge parking lot. It was mostly empty, only having a few semi-trucks in it. The building was definitely an old warehouse, though, being just a large rectangle with a few windows and a single door at the front. I checked one more time to make sure I had it right to deliver it through the side door, then pulled around to the side and parked. The side door was one of those really heavy metal doors with a small glass window. I looked through that tiny window and didn't see anything but a small and dark entrance room, but the glare from my car's headlights made the window reflective and hard to see through. I swung it open and was immediately taken back. It was just as dark as it seemed through the window, and it only had a tiny wall light in the corner that was more of a dim safety light. There was no front desk, so I walked around the corner and stood at the end of a long, unlit corridor. I knew that most places that have night shift workers don't keep on the unnecessary lights, but this seemed excessive. I couldn't even see the end of the hallway, so if I were to walk down there, I would be walking into complete darkness. I took my phone out and checked, now for a third time, to see if I'd gone to the wrong place or through the wrong door. Everything seemed right, but there wasn't any way I was going to walk through that hallway, and the more I thought about it, the more I realized how quiet the whole building was. No machinery moving or people talking, not a sound at all. I decided to call the customer. I clicked on their name and had to dial the number, and just a moment later, I heard a phone ring echo from the other end of the hallway. After another few seconds, it rang again, but it was closer and louder this time. I stared into this empty corridor and could barely make out the faint glow of someone's phone.
Hey, I got an order here from DoorDash. I'm gonna leave it right here for you, I said, setting the bag down in front of me.
The figure of a large man started to come out of the dark corridor, but they didn't say anything. I waited another second, but as they got closer, it just really seemed unnerving the way they were walking so fast and not speaking. I had this feeling like someone was going to jump out behind me or something, and overall was a little freaked out. I turned around and walked quickly out of the door and back to my car. A few moments later, I saw some movement from behind the small glass window on the door just before I pulled away. That whole thing, it gave me chills and had me call it a night and go straight home. In the end, I chose to believe there was just a weird situation all around, but nothing really happened, so I blew it off. A couple days would go by, and on Monday evening, while I was driving again, I got a strange call. It was from the police department. What happened next was more complicated than it had to be, but basically they questioned me about why I was at that specific warehouse at 2:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Apparently they had security footage of my car pulling up. After explaining I was just a DoorDash driver, and I proved it with the delivery receipt, they told me what was going on. They said that the workers came back from their holiday weekend where the warehouse was not in operation and found a DoorDash delivery sitting in the middle of the hallway. Whoever was there had broken in and ordered with a fake account, which is all scary in its own right. But the creepiest part is that they didn't even take the bag of food. It's pretty obvious that they were looking for something else. I don't know what they wanted from me, but I can only assume that if I had stayed and waited for the man, something terrible would have happened.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.